dealing with extremely difficult situations, especially. But there is truth in those words. And writing about that is Holly Gerth. She's an author, a best-selling writer, certified life coach and speaker. And she especially loves connecting with the hearts of women through her popular blog and several books that she's written. She joins us now to talk about her latest, You're Going to Be Okay. Good morning, Holly.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. And, you know, let's talk right out of the chute here. What can help to make us resilient? Because life can kind of come along and knock us down at times. And yet we know that as Christians, God is there for us and He is with us. You've got some great thoughts about how we can bounce back and how maybe we aren't set back as far as we could be without Him.
Yes. Well, I think the first thing is to pause and say, what I'm going through isn't who I am. That's something that we can easily confuse when we face hard times. And I remember having a conversation with a friend going through a struggle, and she said, well, I guess I'm just the girl who has this now. And I said, no, that's where you are. It's not who you are. So for those listening, just pause and take a deep breath and say, okay, I'm facing something difficult, but who I am is still the same. I'm loved. I'm chosen. God has a purpose for my life. And whatever I go through, can't stop that.
Holly, what do we say when out of good intentions, we say the words, even the title of your book, hey, you're going to be okay. And we mean that for the person, but they just won't receive it. They may be thinking, or they may outright say to us, you know, that's easy for you to say, you're not the one dealing with it. It's hard to hear that. How can we really minister to them and help them understand that they are going to be okay?
Right. Well, I think the first thing to understand is it's not about being okay right now. God doesn't expect us to just instantly be okay. And that's why it's a whole long book instead of just one phrase.
Right.
So I would say don't tell people they're going to be okay because it makes them feel like I have to do that right now. What the book lays out is a process for how over time you can be more okay than you are now. And I do believe that God promises us that. He says, no matter what you face, I will give you hope and I will get you through this. But He also says your anger, your frustration, your grief, all of those are real in this moment. And He promises that He'll be there with us through those hard emotions too.
Holly, can you talk for a moment too about how we sometimes will sabotage ourselves and maybe even make something that is painful even more painful by doing that?
Yes, maybe I'm the only one who does this, but I
can have
a bad day and come home and make it worse by, you know, eating a bunch of brownies or some other choice. And we all have that tendency. I share the story of Whitney Houston, a very gifted singer who was asked, who was your greatest enemy in your life? And she said, me. And when I heard that, I just resonated with it so much because I think at some point we can all answer that way. So just recognizing we all have our different ways of sabotaging ourselves, which means that we're going through something hard and we make choices to feel better in the moment that actually make things even harder. So pausing and say, what do I tend to do? In other words, what do I tend to go to instead of God? Is it food? Is it a substance? Is it shopping? Is it, you know, something good in my life that's just not the best in those moments? So, and then saying, God, what do you want to give me instead? And especially calling on trusted friends and saying, you know what? I'm going through a hard time and I need you to help me not make it worse. Will you pray for me and walk through this with me and let me process and figure out some new patterns so that I don't sabotage myself?
It ties in with one part of the book where you talk about choosing your attitude. That's really a big part of it, isn't it? How we approach it.
I love brain science, and it really has turned out that we can change our brains. When we begin to think new thoughts, we literally make new pathways in our minds. It's kind of described like letting the grass grow over one path as you walk and walk and walk on a new one. And so that offers a lot of hope, and it means when God said we're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, He meant that not just spiritually but physically. And so we can say, I have this attitude in my life, and it's not aligning with the way God has created me to live, and say, what do you want me to be thinking about instead? And gradually, over time, we really can change ourselves. Well, change ourselves sounds like we do it. God does it in us. But we actually can teach our minds to think in new ways that are a lot more helpful for us.
Is that like working out or something where it takes like 30 days to a new habit kind of thing?
Yes.
You just have to keep doing it and doing it and doing it? Okay.
That's where people tend to get stuck because they think, well, if I know the truth the first time that I think it, then I should feel it and I should be able to live it. Mm-hmm. And that's just not how we work. It's a process. And so I encourage people on those days when you're saying the truth and you don't feel it at all, that is part of being human and God understands. But if you will just keep pressing through, at some point, you will put those new pathways in place. And you can change, which offers us a lot of hope. Mm-hmm. At least I want to know I'm capable of changing.
Yeah. Yeah, we all need that. It's 7:43, and we're talking with Holly Gerth here on Faith Radio Mornings. She's written the book, You're Going to Be Okay. Let's do this. Get a quick break in here. And when we come back, I want to just ask you, Holly, about some of the strategies you write about in the book, including stop, drop, and roll. Not about being on fire. We'll get to the bottom of that coming up next. Stay tuned.
For us this morning. It's 7:46 and this is Faith Radio, and we're talking with Holly Gerth. Her latest book is called You're Going to Be Okay, and she has written several others too. If We Could Have Coffee, Opening the Door to Your God-Sized Dream, and You're Made for a God-Sized Dream, and the Do What You Can Plan, and also an interesting point too, that you're co-founder of Encourage and a partner with Dayspring, and we all love so many of the things that Dayspring offers for cards and gifts too. So Holly Gerth, our guest this morning on Faith Radio.
You'll find links for all those books too at our website, myfaithradio.com. So Holly, you write about the strategies that we can employ in our life when it comes to dealing with tough things, and just as a rule, just for day to day. And in the short-term strategies section, you talk about stop, drop, and roll. Can you explain this?
Yes. We were talking about brain science a little bit earlier, and it turns out we have two primary types of circuits in our mind, stress circuits and joy circuits. So when we have something stressful happen to us, we get thrown into an area of our mind that is in charge of our fight or flight response, and we need to switch it back over to the more logical part that God has given us to deal with things when they happen like this. So first, if you have something that catches you off guard or a stressful moment, maybe a meeting doesn't go well, or your toddler decides to paint the ceiling, or, you know, whatever it is that happens in your day, you can stop first and take a deep breath that calms your body down and says, okay, I'm going to get out of that fight or flight response and just take a deep breath. Do whatever you can in that moment just to calm yourself down a little bit, and then say, okay, I really wanted this to be what happened, and that is not the case. I really wanted this meeting to go well, and that didn't happen. I really wanted my toddler to take a nap, not paint the ceiling, and that isn't what happened. Because you need to acknowledge that there's some kind of loss, and there's a source for that stress, and that usually comes because something we expected or wanted didn't work out. And then once you have said, this is the reality, then you can say, okay, God, what do I do about this? This is what I feel. This is what I don't like. Now, what do I do? And I love that God gives us permission to have negative emotions. He gives us permission to not like what's going on in our lives. And then he says, you know what? When you give those to me, I'll help you figure it out, because he's just such a redeemer. And so you can stop, take that deep breath, drop, acknowledge what you've lost or what hasn't worked out, and then say, okay, God, how do I roll with this anyway?
And that's really, it makes us, brings us back to that point of resiliency again, too. And talk a little bit, too, if you would, about the things that our heart forgets. Because, you know, we get to these places where life throws us a curveball, and we know the truth, and yet suddenly it just goes flying out the window. What are the things that are really there that we don't want our heart to forget?
Yes, I think first of all, we need to remember that we're loved no matter what. I know when I get overwhelmed or start having a hard time, that's the first thing to go, because I can tend to base my worth on my performance. And so when I can't perform the way I think I should, or get my to-do list done or live up to the expectations of other people, then I automatically start thinking, well, I can't be loved as much then. And so our hearts always need to remember that God says, you know what? My love isn't dependent on what you do today. My love is about grace. And so we can slow down and receive that and just say, God, I'm having a hard day. I feel like I'm disappointing people, that I can't get everything done that I'd like to, that I'm facing this crisis that I'm not even sure how to get through. But I can hold on and know that this is true, that you love me in every moment. You love me in my worst moments just as much as in my best. And I think that's the first thing that's really important for our hearts to remember.
Yeah, I think we tend to want to be perfectionists, and we think that we have to be perfect and everything. And then you add the Christian dynamic to that, too, and we're just like, well, we know all of these things to be true, and yet I fail, and then I fail again, and I fail again. It's discouraging.
Yes, it can be easy to do that. I think maybe especially women tend to do this and just put themselves under expectations. There was a point in my life where I felt like God really showed me that expectations are our modern-day version of living under the law, because it's the same kind of dynamic that unless I do this, then something bad will happen. And so just saying, you know, I'm not under law. I'm not under expectations. I'm under grace. And God has promised to transform me over a lifetime and to get me where I need to go and to help me become who he wants me to be.
Yeah, to that point, Holly, you know, I appreciate your encouragement. You bring in the book, You're Going to Be Okay, in the title, How to Spend Less Amount of Time in Our Lives Regretting and More of Our Lives Truly Living, and really embracing our God-sized dream. I think that for many of us, we have that God-sized dream, but we just kind of put it on the, that's unattainable shelf, you know, and we never really pursue that dream. What's your encouragement for us as we maybe take that down off that shelf and put it in the forefront?
Well, research has found that at the end of life, when people are interviewed, they have more regrets about what they didn't do than what they did do. Even the things that didn't work out in their lives, they still were able to walk away with some kind of lesson or memory or becoming stronger through that experience. And so I just encourage people that fear is getting in the way. If you have a dream, even if you're not sure how it's going to work out, just take one step toward it every day. Say, what's one small thing I can do to move in the direction of what I feel God is calling me to do with my life? And it's amazing how we begin to do that, that he meets us there. And even if out how we picture, and it most likely won't, because God is serious, at the end of our lives, we can say what's most important. I was obedient. I was obedient. And it's up to God what the results are, but we won't have those regrets. Instead, we'll know I lived my life in a way that was obedient to the master that I love.
Well, and that ties in too, and I so appreciate when you put this in the book about leading a retreat and talking about how you're going to be okay even if you're outside your comfort zone. Tell everybody a little bit about what that was like as you sat in the car gripping the steering wheel.
Yes. I was going to lead a retreat, and I pulled up to the retreat center, and my dear friend had come with me, and I just sat there gripping the steering wheel. She was like, Holly, you have to get out of the car. And I was like, really? And she was like, yes, you are leading this retreat. You remember this, right? And I was paralyzed by fear. Speaking is not something that comes naturally to me, and I tend to be more on the introvert side, and so I was like, okay, God, I got nothing. You better take care of this. And I went in, and the women were wonderful, and he gave me the words. And even though that situation is out of my comfort zone, it was where God wanted me that weekend. And I think that's something we can take great comfort in, that when we're called out of what makes us feel safe, that God says, you know what, I'll meet you there, and I'll give you what you need, and it's going to be okay. And you can trust me. And so that weekend was just a huge example of that in my life, that when he asked me to step out of what is comfortable for me, that he will be my comfort.
Mm-hmm. He provides everything you need, like you said. That's a powerful truth to remember.
We're talking to Holly Gerth here on Faith Radio Mornings today. She's a best-selling writer and life coach and speaker and written numerous books. The latest one is You're Going to Be Okay, Encouraging Truth to your heart, that your heart needs to hear, rather, especially on the hard days. Holly, maybe could you just speak to the person that has a friend, let's say, that is in the deep depression right now and has tried and tried and tried to help and counsel them and let them know they're there for them, they're praying for them, but it just doesn't seem to be doing much good, along with maybe getting this book and putting it in their friend's hands. What else can they do to try to remind them that they're there for them and that it is going to be okay?
I think just being there and listening can be one of the most powerful things. I actually have a master's degree in counseling and worked in private practice for a while. And even as a licensed counselor, they would tell us the most important thing you can do is listen and just gently ask questions, because people tend to be able to figure things out. They just need a safe place to explore it and to fully express their feelings. And so I would say fight with everything you have, your urge to fix your friend. Mm-hmm. Just be there and keep loving. And if you are truly concerned, like it seems, especially that they're losing hope or not making any progress at all, then I would recommend talking to a counselor and just letting them know, I will go with you. You know, I'll do whatever I need to do to help you get with someone who can maybe take you another step farther than I can. But as a friend, the most important thing you can do is just say, I love you no matter what, and I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Holly, let's talk just for a moment, too, before our time is up. Talk about the Go Deeper Guide, because you have this in the book at the for each of the chapters, but then it's also a downloadable exercise as well. And I think this takes it a little bit deeper because it actually puts pen to paper and takes those thoughts that are deep in our heart and puts it down. Talk about the Go Deeper Guide.
Yes. Well, being a counselor and a life coach, I think that people grow most when they're engaged in the process. And so the Go Deeper Guide is really a practical tool for you to sit and fill in answers to questions, use tools, have a way to say, okay, how does this specifically apply to me, and really pray through next steps. And so that's available on my website, hollygerst.com, under the Books and More section. There's just a little printable PDF of it underneath the book. And so anyone's welcome to go on there and print it out. And it's just a companion to the book. But if someone wanted to just use that, they could certainly do so as well.
And I think that ties into, you talk about the importance of rest too. And if you don't take that time just to quiet yourself and even to fill out that downloadable guide and really examine your heart, you're just going to keep racing and racing and not really get any traction. So it's important, isn't it, to just be very, very conscientious about doing that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And that's what I feel like God's been teaching me lately, even since the launch of this book, which has been a whirlwind. He keeps telling me, Holly, it's about being a worshiper, not a worker. And just remembering that God wants our heart more than our hands, and that he does say, you can rest, you can take that time to process and be with me and just inhale and say, okay, I'm going through something hard. I need some extra TLC, and I'm going to take the time to do that.
And we're going to be okay.
Yeah.
That's where we land. Holly, thank you so much for the time today and for writing this book for us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, that's a blessing for sure, just to give us some of those great tools to be able to get through the ups and downs in life. So appreciate that.
And we've been talking again with Holly Gerth. You'll find links for the book, You're Going to Be Okay, up at our website, myfaithradio.com.